Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Dirty?
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on?
Yeah, nice little bye week here, huh? Man. Good way to go into a bye week and relax.
And I'm saying that's a great way. The last thing you want to do is go out the other way, you know, go into a bye week with the L. You know, but we pulled it off, and still, man, very thankful for that victory.
Now, did you teach Aaron Hernandez that open the safe touchdown routine? And because you're right next to him, and I see him kind of leans over, and he's like spinning something. They throw, then he made it rain. That was a little open the safe Deion Branch routine.
Right. My man is, you know, he's very thoughtful with his celebration. And the crazy part is he talks about it all the time, and they were just like, you'll never do it, and then he finally did it. So I'm glad he was able to get that out. Now it's all about what he's going to do next.
I must be getting old, man, because I don't know what the open the safe, all that stuff is, man. You know,
right.
I got to take it back to 2001 or something, you know. What was out there? Huh?
You know, I think the only thing is I've been seeing him practice it so much in practice.
Yeah.
So I know what to expect from it.
Yeah, you got to be like the old guy in the locker room now, man.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So, you know, if I was scored, I was going to do something old school. I'm going to pull it out. It's going to be an old school tradition to one of the guys in the past. I'm going to see if y'all going to guess it.
Deion, we've seen you guys run the no huddle a lot this year, but it seemed like that was the quickest no huddle I've ever seen. I mean, you guys trying to slow those guys down a little bit, the pass rush seemed like they were getting it to them a little bit. Was there some strategy in that?
Well, it was a lot of different things. You know, coach wanted to try to mix it up. As much as they were trying to give us different looks, we wanted to give them something different as well. I mean, they got some great players on that front seven. Those guys are good. I think the objective for them was to try to get the time as quick as possible. And we knew, you know, I know the coaches knew at the same time, we need to try to get the ball out and spread these guys out and try to get the ball to the guys and let them make plays.
As part of that, a texter brings this up. I noticed it, not every play, but when you guys sped the game up, Deion, you looked like you got the football as quickly as you could. You get into the officials. Is that part of a planning for a quick no huddle like that? That you guys know, okay, who's going to be in charge of trying to speed this thing up, even to the point where, okay, who gets the ball and make sure the official has it, can set, and we can run a play?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's a coaching decision, you know, on the sideline. Hey, we're going to, you know, speed this thing up, this drive or the next drive or whenever. That's Coach Belichick's call, you know, Coach O'Brien's call. And then once that happens, I think the most important thing is it's sort of like a two-minute drill. Where as soon as the play in, you need to try to get the ball to the referee so he can spot the ball as soon as possible. Because you have the defense trying to sub so many different guys, different defensive linemen. And we can catch them, which we did, caught them a couple of times with 12 guys on the field.
Yeah.
And that's the objective of it.
Yeah, but I think I noticed you guys, too. I think you guys were able to sub a couple of times in that no huddle situation too, but it still made it difficult on the Cowboys trying to figure out who was coming into the game and who was going out, so they can get their right personnel on the field too.
Right. I mean, the thing is with them, they match up a lot. So we send half out, you know, they send nickel, or we send four wide outs. They put dime on the field, and then sometimes that they put, you know, five or six DBs on the field. So the thing is, we probably put one group on the field and then send another group in real fast. And at the same time, defenses, once you got to get all these different calls and checks, you know, they set different formations to however we're lining up, which is an advantage to us. You know, the faster we can get the guys in and get in our formation is a lot better for us. And it worked out in our favor.
Deion, that Rob Ryan defense out in Cleveland held you guys under 30 points, just like he did yesterday. What anything specific that you saw them do to maybe confuse you offensively? Obviously, it wasn't one of the great offensive games you guys have had this year.
Right. Well, overall, I would say, you know, the coach came in, they had a great game scheme. You know, the game plan for them, they did it quite well. To our discredit, that last year was a little different than this year. We had way more turnovers, way more flags this year than we did last year. So, you know, I don't want to take that from those guys. They had a great defensive game plan, but I fault us for the mistakes that we were making on the football field. And that's what made the score look so lopsided. You know, we got the ball in the plus territory so many times and didn't capitalize on points. And it was because of all the mistakes and the turnovers that we had. You know, that's what pushed the score to make it look, you know, a little unbalanced. But, you know, like I said, overall, they had a great game plan. I think those guys used the bye week greatly, in which they did the same thing last year. you know, before we played Cleveland. They had the bye week before that. And you know, Coach Ryan is a great defense coordinator, but I think overall the stuff that was happening on the field was caused by us. It was self-inflicted, mental errors, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think
so. I wouldn't just sit there and say that they just dominated us because we drove the ball up and down the field. We just didn't capitalize on the points.
I think that was one of the reasons we were talking before why it was a great win. It was an ugly game, but the fact that you guys could go out there and still turn the ball over four times, that playoff type of game, they're going to have games like that and still be able to come on top, especially the way the defense played. I think that was encouraging, even though maybe there's a lot to talk about there as far as Bill Gumbs has come back.
Well, I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, for us to have those type of games, the defense and special team came through for us. You know, we did just enough as a team to pull this off collectively, but I think overall, us on the offensive side of the ball, we expect more out of ourselves, you know, to play, perform a lot better than what we did last night. You know, but we'll take the victory, ugly or not, it's a win. And, you know, we're going to get in here and watch this film and take out all these mistakes and go over the things and correct them and get ready for Pittsburgh in 2 weeks.
Deion, one of the big things that stood out to me was just how much better this team was than the Cowboys at playing situational football. You know, we always talked about sudden changes like the turnovers and that type of stuff that happens, the touchdowns that may happen fairly quickly. And you guys seem to handle those situations a lot better than the Cowboys did and responded to those. Talk about, you know, and I know, but tell the people how you guys go about getting ready for all those types of things. And I know Bill throws different things at you every week. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, that's the most important thing. You know, I'm glad that it worked out in our favor. You know, I'm pretty sure those guys work on it. But I don't know if there's any other coach in this league who is as detailed as Coach Belichick about those type of situations. You know, end-of-the-game situation, overtime situation, two-minute drills, four-minute drill. Coach Belichick puts us through these things every day in practice. And it's so crazy that when you're doing it during the week, you're just like, all right, this haven't happened in a year or two, and the next thing you know, it happens the next game. You know, so it's going to happen at some point. The thing is, are you going to be prepared once that situation comes up? And that's what he puts us through. So it's almost like, okay, we're used to this. We know this situation. We know what we have to do. Everybody's on the same page in the huddle. You know, we don't need coach to be standing out there on the field saying, hey, take the time out after this situation or after this play. We know exactly what we're planning on and what we're trying to accomplish.
Oh, you move the football down, you get the game winner to Hernandez, Deion. It was the 32nd time that Tom Brady has had a fourth quarter comeback drive like that. You've been a part of a lot of them. Is this guy any different in that type of situation? Because watching it on TV and in the stadium, it seems like he gets better. And as you know, that's not the norm in sports. When pressure is on, a lot of guys go the other way and can't handle it. Is he any different in the huddle on that final drive than he is, say, to you know start a second quarter somewhere?
Nah, he's no different. He's the same guy. You know, he's in the huddle telling guys, hey, one play at a time. You know, nobody's looking around looking crazy. The biggest thing, Tom expect the front line to do their job. He expect us to do our job as a receiver, and we expect him to do his job. You know, so I think over collectively, all the guys, we're holding each other accountable, especially on that last drive. For everybody to go out and do their job, take one play at a time, kick back on the mistakes, and especially that we had made throughout the game. Just make sure we just go down, you know, capitalize on these points and try to get this touchdown so we can get this victory.
Yeah, I saw Tom a little bit out of his zone. He got a little bit animated after that personal foul call when he got pushed to the ground when he had the pressure on him there. And then he had his arms going and pointing to the Cowboys bench or whatever. He got a little fiery there. And in that same drive, I think Gronkowski and West jumped on the same play. And I kind of I looked over and I saw him. I saw him giving Gronk the business. And then somebody came back and they said he was looking at West like you two, and they started giving West the business too. So,
just part of it. You know, this game was so big, man. There was just so much emotion going into this game. You know, I just want to continue this momentum that we have. You know, also the bye week. Want to make sure we capitalize on that. It was just so much.
You just want to get a day off, so you wanted to win that game. That's why you had to play well.
Oh, man, we wanted to win the game more than anything. You know, we could play another game.
You wanted some extra days off, man. Be honest.
Yeah, man, come on. Man, we needed this victory big. It was a big game. We needed it. I think the most important thing about, you know, this league is making sure you protect home field. And that's what we're trying to do. That's our goal. And also win on the road. I mean, you can't be the team you want to be unless you win at home, and also you got to win games on the road.
All right, we hear a note from Brady. You've got a five-day stretch here after a couple days of practice before you got to be back during the bye. What's the Dion Branch plan here? You going to go to Aruba, Jamaica? What's the plan?
No, I'm good. We'll spend a little bit more time with the family now. You know, the kids and stuff. Been missing out, due to football. So I think these next couple of days, that's what I'll be doing. Probably get down to Louisville, see can I catch my guys, get my guys going. We're 2-4 right now, so my plans are I'm going to be down in Louisville.
What you going to do, suit up for
them?
I think you're out of eligibility, Dion.
Who they got this weekend, anyways?
Pep talk.
You can go back and get up some of those that old alumni and go back and play better than these guys are playing right now, man. You go back and get Bruce Armstrong, all your Louisville guys. Who else played there? Sam Madison, all those guys played there?
Yeah. Sam Madison, yep. Tyrus McCloud, all the guys, man.
Yes, indeed. Good stuff.
Enjoy the bye week, Dion. We appreciate the time. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Dion. No, make no beer commercials over the bye week now.
No, we're good. Thanks.
All right.
We got a little Louisville fight song to send you out today, Dion.
Yeah, shout out to the Big 12 gang.
Oh, you had to go there. Dion Branch joining us on a Patriots Monday.